Welcome to Relevant Life, a program brought to you by Mid-Country Chapel to encourage, motivate, and bring this generation closer to God. Relevant Life is proudly sponsored by 8N Pharmacy Swami Macro, ZTH Company Limited, Asafo and Amacom, Morton's Pharmacy, TUC Junction. Stay tuned as our head pastor, Reverend David Kwanzaa, brings you today's message.
Done in keeping us this week. And once again, we come before you, Heavenly Father, with our mouths open wide, that you will fill us, mighty God, with that which gives life in the name of Jesus, that which brings healing in the name of Jesus, that which brings restoration, even your word and your power, that is able, mighty God, to give us a portion in this life, and to place us where you want us to be in the name of Jesus. This morning we surrender to the power of this anointed word, that each one of us hearing from you will be healed and restored, revived and empowered in the matchless name of Jesus, delivered and graced, so that we can go forth in the power of your spirit, in the power of your word, in the name of Jesus, and purely show forth your praise and your glory in our generation. We give you glory and praise. We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you're so welcome today. It's wonderful always to be reaching you at your various places. You've had a very wonderful week, and I pray and prophesy that the coming one, it is going to be the best in the name of Jesus. That whatever has been on your heart, whatever you have been moving forward to accomplish, by His grace, His love, and His power, you'll be able to see it manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive favor to get it done to the glory of God. God bless you so much. We're talking about called to be glorified. That the God that called us into Him has planned and He has purposed to bring His glory and to manifest His glory in your life. That has been the nature of God. He changes lives. He glorifies us. He takes us from the miry clay and He sets us up on a solid rock to stay. In 2021, you standing upon that solid rock in the name of Jesus, and you surely shall see the glory of God. In the book of Psalms, the chapter number 8, where we started this study, David was wondering and he was pondering over why God cares so much about man, and why God just won't let go of us in spite of all the things that we do against Him. In spite of all the disobedience that people show towards God, in spite of the fact that man is always not able to meet the mark that God set for them, God still seemed to care about man, and He just will never let go. And so he was pondering over that, and he asked that very important question in Psalm 8, verse number 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Then look at verse number 4. He said, what is man? What is man? Can somebody ask yourself, who am I? The psalmist asks that question, what is man that thou art mindful of him? It surprised him that God is so mindful of man. And the son of man that thou visited, that the almighty God can move and visit a man in his home, visit a man in his office. Hey, this week, expect the visitation of the Lord upon your life in the name of Jesus. In Job 14:14, he said that the Lord visits, and the visitation of God brings life. Hallelujah. God visits people. God touches the lives of people. The Spirit of God moves upon people. It wonders David, it wonders the writer, that God Almighty can visit a man, and God is always mindful of man. And
and he's amazed, he's all struck about this nature of God. And in the verse number 5, the answer comes as to why God does it. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. A man crowned with glory and honor cannot be abandoned. A man for whom God has got a plan to transform his life and to bring him to a place of glory, that journey, that quest, that purpose of God will never be forgotten and it will never be forsaken. God knows why he's after you. And this morning I want you to understand that God is after you, and he's not after you to do you bad. He's not after you to do you evil. He's not after you to destroy your life. God is after you because there's a quest for glory. He wants to make sure that his glory is released in your life in a supernatural, powerful form that all men might see and know who God is. Do you know that many people have got their own interpretations of God, who God is? In the minds of people, everybody has got some kind of imagination about who God is. But when we walk on earth and we manifest the glory of God, that is when people begin to understand who God is. When he transforms our lives and we move from where we used to be, from the miry clay, from being nothing, from being ordinary, into men and women that God has anointed and favored, and we begin to operate by the grace of God, then everybody is beginning to see the glory of God. They begin to see who God is. They have an idea who God is. He's the creator. He's the transformer. He's the giver of life. He's the savior. When they see his glory in our lives, they have an idea about the identity of God. And I pray and declare in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that identity is being solidified. The glory and the favor of God in your life is going to be pure and clear. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release the oil of favor upon your life. In Jesus' mighty name, the grace that is upon you, I stir up that grace to manifest God's glory in a more powerful form in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so from the beginning, God just keeps on pursuing man. God is after you because he wants to manifest that glory in your life. He has gone through man in different shades and times of life, centuries, and on, God is still on that same quest. My glory is supposed to be seen in their lives. I can't sit in heaven with my glory. I can't contain it alone. I'm looking for somebody, a man, to manifest my glory through. Whether the enemy likes it or not, God's glory is being revealed through your life. You give your life unto Christ, and by his power, he's going to make sure that that glory overflows in your life. In the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse number 6. So now we move from the original mindset of God. We come into the New Testament, and what is Jesus is also about? What are the apostles about also? What do they want to do? The gathering of God's people, the saving of lives, the assembling of the believers, the coming together to worship God. What is the essence of it? And Paul speaks about the same thing in the verse number 6. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect now? The quest for glory is something for the matured. It is for those who really know what life is about and what they want in life. It is for those who have drawn the line in the name of Jesus, that I'm not going to be on the side of defeat. I'm not going to be on the side of complaining and murmuring. I'm walking over that line, and I'm joining the section and the groove of people that want to see God's glory. They want to see God's power. They want to see his eminence in their lives. They want to see a true nature of God and his mindset in their lives. Paul said that when we stand to speak, we speak the wisdom of God. And that wisdom is for a purpose. That wisdom that is being spoken by the apostle in the epistles is supposed to bring the believers to a certain place. He's not only speaking wisdom unto them for them to have some kind of pomposity in knowledge. No, he's speaking it towards a particular cause. And listen to Paul. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That perfect is matured. People who have the desire to get there, they don't want to live like kids. They don't want to follow like God as if they don't know what they are doing. They don't want to follow God as if they're being forced to follow God. The matured people, they know glory is not for kids. Glory is for soldiers. It's for the strong. It's for the mighty. It's for those who have got this quest in their spirit to move from where they are into a place of much more glory. So he said, we speak this wisdom. We speak this wisdom unto the matured, yet not the wisdom of this world. What we are talking about is not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. It's amazing, because the wisdom of the world produces something. The princes of this world occupy places and have got powerful status. But the point is that there comes a time in their lives when that wisdom cannot answer the questions of life, when that wisdom cannot provide what they want, when that wisdom cannot redeem them from their troubles and from all the pain that they go through. There is a line drawn for the wisdom of the world. There is a place at which that wisdom ends. Then Sophia comes in, the wisdom of God, the revelation of God's power and his mindset, the flow of his favor and the power of his spirit through the preaching of his word. My God, I've come to places in this work I do. When I met people, they have everything, they have it all, but they don't have the answers. Some kind of a wisdom for business, some kind of wisdom for career, some kind of wisdom for places and powerful laurels achieved in life cannot solve those problems. And that's why God becomes unique. That's why the pursuit of God makes sense. Because at the point where the wisdom of the world ends, his wisdom takes over. And so Paul is saying that this wisdom we speak is not of the wisdom of the world. It's not of the princes of the world. At the point they come to none. But this wisdom is for a reason. This wisdom is for a purpose. Listen to the apostle, verse number 7. I love this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained, before the world unto our glory. Whew. That wisdom pertained to our glory. That's what he's saying. The glory as God has placed upon man, for which he's mindful of, for which he doesn't desert you. That quest for the manifestation of the glory of God is still the vision that God wants to achieve in your life, and he's going to get it. I pray the Holy Ghost comes after you until his glory is seen in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever holds you bound, whatever resists you in life, whatever puts you away from the manifest glory of God, I pray that the Spirit of God would chase and be after you, that God will be mindful of you. Your words, your thoughts, whatever, won't stop God from this desire to manifest this glory in your life. He said that the words we speak, which is the wisdom that is not of this world, is meant to reveal the glory of God in the life of the believer. He wants to manifest his glory through your life by the wisdom we preach, by the word of God we declare. It is not the wisdom of this world. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, and sometimes it's completely out of logic and reason. But this wisdom is the wisdom that pertaineth unto the glory of the believer. I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about those who have given their lives unto Christ. Romans chapter 8 and the verse number 30. Can you give me that scripture? This is the mission of God on earth: changing lives, transforming families, transforming nations, if only they will open up unto him, making sure that men and women do not live a beggarly life, they don't live a subsidiary life. He doesn't want our lives to be nothing to write home about. He doesn't want your life to be that kind of story that people look at and they have no desire for life. He doesn't want yours to be a complaining, murmuring, that kind of lack and stagnant life. He wants it to be a life of glory. Look at Romans 8 and the verse number 30. Listen to what the Bible is saying. So the quest from the beginning is still going on. Moreover, whom he did predestinate. So we come across that word again. It is a mystery hidden. It is a predestinated thing, Paul says. Then he says it is ordained. The word of God, the power of God, the spirit of God, the revelation of God, as it comes into your life, is meant to move you into glory. Somebody there, receive the glory of God. Today, the Lord give you a revelation in the name of Jesus that will let you ride over the family curse in the name of Jesus. Somebody is rising above the limits of the family, the limits of society. In the mighty name of Jesus, you rising above every form of obstacle that has been placed your way. We know no concrete ceiling. We know no steel gates. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the glory of God meant for us, ordained for us, predestinated for us, is playing in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is coming after you to manifest his glory. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he called, and whom he called, them he also justified.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Fight, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. So this is the plan, the glory of God in your life. Called to be glorified, called to be favored, called to be placed in a certain place in life when there is no shadow of doubt about the fact that God has been on your side. Receive that grace, receive that glory, receive his favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we go back to the book of 1 Corinthians, the chapter number 2, 6 on? Look at this. It's beautiful. God has a desire to glorify your life. Mazakataya. This morning I see that glory upon your shop, your store, in the name of Jesus. That business is receiving that dose of divine injection that is bringing glory to that business. Prophet is coming in the midst of COVID. An idea is coming that is going to make you move or change and do something different that will bring back all the losses you have made in the name of Jesus. The glory of God is coming upon your mind. That's why what you have suffered, the disease, the mental agony, the abuse, the rejection and pain, his glory is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus to transform you, because at the end of the day, the glory has got to be seen. We are to the praise of his glory. Let men see the glory of God in your life. Lift up that right hand and say that, Father, let all men see your glory in my life, in the mighty name of Jesus, and declare that today I am shifting in the name of Jesus from my shame, my pain, all my misery into the glory of God. Today I'm moving from the miry clay onto that solid rock in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory shine forth in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, we speak the wisdom of God. It is ordained before the world. This is something God planned. I'm going to manifest my glory in humanity before the Lord, the ages, in the ages before time. God planned it unto our glory. Now you go to the verse number 8. Look at this. Thank God Almighty. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And on Wednesday night I was saying, you see, ignorance makes people promote people. You know, your promotion is coming out of ignorance in the name of Jesus. The ignorance of some people, the ignorance of a system, the ignorance of some entities and elements will be what God is going to use to promote your life and to bring you to glory. They didn't know. Each time you go through something painful in life, something agonizing, a tragedy, whatever the enemy is sponsoring and is trying to do, to thinking that they are bringing you to your knees and they are finishing you, they have no idea. The Bible said they did not know. That is why they crucified Christ. If they knew that 2021 years later, somebody will be talking about Christ and somebody will give their lives to Christ, somebody will receive their healing because they trusted in him. If they knew that on a Sunday morning in 2021, churches will gather and there's only one name that will be lifted, there's only one name that will be worshipped, there's only one name men and women will kneel and lay prostrate before, they wouldn't have crucified Christ. If they knew that his name was going to be a terror and a name above every other name, they wouldn't have crucified him. So here is the news for you. Those who hate you and pursue you and doing everything to end your story, they have no idea. God uses their kind of adversary and their kind of attacks to promote your life. It's the ignorance of some that brings brings you into your limelight. They had no idea. Satan had no idea. The princes did not know. They didn't know what's going to happen. And so they killed Christ. And his name was lifted above every other name. You see, it's the same thing that happened unto Joseph. His brother said, let us sell him. Let's give him to the Ishmaelites. Let him be taken out of the family. They had no idea. And so don't give up. When you find yourself in some crisis, don't run away from your destiny and then say, I'm not going to do that anymore. Don't give up. Don't let up. You got to continue, because whatever is sponsoring that problem has no idea that God is going to turn that around. Jesus said that the enemy meant it for evil, but God has turned it unto good. Your most difficult times is a sign that the glory and the sun is going to shine. Suddenly the light will appear and your promotion would have been reinforced. That is the nature of God. They had no idea. They wanted to kill him, but how do you kill the Lord of glory? He is the ownership of glory. How do you cover the glory? How do you bottle up the glory? This is too much. The Bible speaks about he dwells in inapproachable light. How do you catch all that light and put it under a stone or dig a hole and place it? And it's like a volcano. It's going to come back at you. They couldn't do anything about it. He's the God of glory. And this glory he has given unto you and me. He predestinated it. Your life is for glory. This morning my message to you was simple. No matter what you are going through, the glory of God will shine forth in the name of Jesus. And if those people doing it, they are ignorant, God is going to use it to bring you to limelight, to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. May you trend in good news from now on to the glory of God in the matchless name of Jesus. We want to move on. Listen to this. He's the Lord of glory. And they killed him out of ignorance. Can you move on? Can you move verse 9? But as it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So here's what he's saying. If you are being crucified, if you've been sold, and if you've been killed, and if you've been victimized, if you've been abused, you're going to do everything through prayer and wisdom to get out of the abuse. But there's one thing you have to understand. If you're going through those things, it is because God will allow it, only because his glory is still going to be seen at the end of all that trial. And then he said, for we know, but it is written, we know this, because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, minds have not perceived what God has for them that love him. Do you love God? You're on your way to glory. Do you love God? You will see his grace in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus. They had no idea. So you don't live that kind of life that is always moody. If you are moody, he said, well, for me, my quest is for the glory, and I'm still going to pursue it. Let's end with the verse number 10, and I will show you some few stuff. Oh, thank you, Lord God. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So this wisdom and this glory that God plans to manifest in our lives, hallelujah, he reveals them by the Spirit. He reveals them through his word. He reveals them by the Holy Spirit. He reveals them. God builds life. God has a plan and he's consistent with that plan. God fulfills it. If you follow God and you think today I don't have anything so I won't be joyful, that's your case. For him, he's working by the plan. When it gets to that time, he's going to manifest it. Solomon said that in his time, he makes all things beautiful. All you have to do is to endure. At this time of my life, I can look back and look at the moments when we had nothing and things were tough, but we still had to lead praise and worship God with all our heart. We had to praise until tears came out of our eyes. We had to praise until we blacked out on stage. We had to praise God until we had no strength anymore in our body. I look back at those years and I know what God has done. It is time, hallelujah. It is his time. He does things in his time. If you're going to serve him, if you're going to flow, if you're going to enjoy it, and he's going to be happy in God. He's going to do it in his time. He works by a timetable. God wouldn't say that somebody's a rich man's son has had a certain kind of whatever, and you must also have the same, so I should make sure he has. No. That's not God. He does it in his time. And I pray that you understand. That's why he said that this is for perfect people. This is for people who understand. I pray that you get to that point so that you be joyful in Christ and serve him with all your heart. You serve him, you make it so personal. It's like you alone, you get it done so that God will glorify your life. He said that he reveals it by his spirit through the truth, by the power of the Holy Spirit. God reveals it in the lives of people. Ah, praise God. What a life to have. What a journey to make. What grace to enjoy. God reveals it by his spirit. Even the deep things of God. Who is taking the wisdom of God for granted? Who is thinking they are so big and so analytical and they have logical sequence so much that God's word doesn't make sense to them? Who is he that think that they are more knowledgeable than God? This wisdom of God, this mystery of God, these deep things of God are revealed by the Spirit of God. Hey, listen, you can sit anywhere and learn whatever, but the deep things of God are revealed by the Spirit of God. Who is belittling or trodden over the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of the apostles? As Paul said, when we stand, we preach the wisdom of God. We don't dilly-dally. We're not talking about unnecessary stuff. We're not jesting when we preach. We're not suggesting. We speak about the deep things of God, things that doesn't make sense to the world. But those are the things that God uses to bring man into glory. The wisdom of God, the mystery of God, the wisdom of God. In the parable of the sower, when Jesus spoke to them, he said later in interpreting the parable, he said that the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Then he told them something very amazing. He said that this mystery is hidden unto others. This word of God could be hidden. And it's not hidden as that. It's not hidden as God has hidden it so much that man wouldn't see it. It's an open secret. It's a clear something. But you see, because of our own focus and the things we believe and trust in, we don't even want to look at the direction of the mystery of God. It's plain in sight, but they don't want it. God reveals his glory, and he has ordained. And I love those words, predestinated, ordained, something God has planned, and it pertaineth to